Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you much, and welcome back, everybody, to Farm Talk here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, where we are on the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour. It is a real honor to head up and down the Midwest. Yesterday we were in Huron, South Dakota at KOKK, and today we are in the corporate offices of Thunder Seed in Dilworth. Tomorrow at KXPO Radio in Grafton, Thursday up at KNDK in Langdon, and hey, get ready, KDLR up in Devil's Lake will be in your neighborhood on Friday. And farmers are actually in the field. Boy, last week was kind of a struggle. I think a lot of people were wondering if we'd ever get in the field, but they are. And one of the owners of Thunder Seed, Steve Tobolt, joins us now. Hello, Steve.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. What are you doing on the Tobolt farm today?
Well, I just got started yesterday working some ground, so we had some fertilizer spread this morning, and been working ground right now, so I just switching fields. A little sticky and muddy out here, but we're getting through it, I guess.
Yeah, you're just, what, east and north of Moorhead a ways?
Actually about a mile south of Dilworth and about a mile and a half east of Moorhead.
Okay, all right, east and south.
About a mile as a crow flies from where you're sitting.
All right, okay. Well, and the sky is clouded up, and it looks like we've got a few sprinkles or maybe a tenth of an inch of rain coming here today. You say it's sticky already. Boy, goodness, is this shower going to set you back a little?
I guess it depends how much it is. I worked some mud holes here on Sunday and yesterday, and was able to get them going through them pretty well today, I guess, going double working them a little bit, but it's working up pretty good, I guess. It's dried pretty good since last Friday.
Excellent. All right. Well, this has been kind of a challenge of a spring for everybody, and so first going in the field will be corn for you, Steve?
Well, I'm one of the owners that doesn't raise corn. I'm just soybeans and wheat here.
All right.
I'm kind of one of the smaller farmers of the three here, so I'm just beans and corn, or beans and wheat.
And hey, and you advertise that on the Bison football games in the fall, the Tobolt seed with your wheat. Hey, let's take an opportunity to brag up some of those small grains that you have at Tobolt.
Yeah, Thunder just recently got into some varieties of wheat. We got Starlight and Olympia, and kind of doing it with those varieties. We've been planting a lot of publics and other privates, but looking forward for the future of Thunder being in some of the wheat varieties. We got a couple good ones that we had the last year, and had some pretty good yields last year with them, and we got a couple of new development wheat varieties that we'll be trying this year, too.
Well, that's great, because it looks like we've got a shortage of wheat in the world. A lot of concern about whether or not there's going to be enough to go around even this year, but looks like the price of wheat might stay high for a couple of years. It'd be great if we had more wheat acres out there, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, it would. I guess in this area here, you get it's more beans and corn and sugar beets. I guess a lot of sugar beet farmers use wheat for rotation. But wheat's kind of up and down, and with the prices being high, I think it'll pick up a little bit. I guess the fertilizer prices have kind of stopped the growth of the wheat acres here in the area here as of this year, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, and now we're into the middle of the month of May, and is it too late to stick wheat in the ground at this point?
I'm not going to change, I guess. I've been farming. I took over the farm in 2005 from my dad, and we've had a couple of years where we didn't start planting till after May 18th, and by the records of the harvest we had those years, we had an average to above average crop. So I don't think, if it gets into June and I'm still not planting yet, and I haven't planted anything yet this year, just scratching ground, I'm still planning to put wheat in for the next 10 days is my plan.
All right. Well, usually a late spring, I don't know if Daryl Richeson will agree with this, but a late spring usually leads into a late fall. And so let's hope that that happens for you. All right. Well, some of those wheat varieties, we'll take a look at those for Thunderseed, from Thunderseed for next year. How about soybeans? What are you finding performs the best for you, Steve, on your farm?
Well, this year I'm going to put most of my bean acres in Xtend Flex. I guess I've raised Enlist and Roundup Xtends, and the last couple of years I've tried Xtend Flex. I guess I'm being north of 94. I get a couple extra days of, or a few more days to put the chemical down than south of 94. So I've been usually putting a pre down on all my beans when I plant Xtend and Xtend Flex, so I usually have a pretty good weed kill before I put the post on. So it's worked out for me pretty well the last couple of years.
Yeah, you're one of those lucky guys that are just a little bit north of 94, and this year, everything is a challenge this year. Visiting with Steve Tobolt, one of the owners of Thunderseed. I've got Paul down around Wendell, and, of course, Brian over by Hawley. You guys have teamed up to form a great partnership and a strong company, Thunderseed. What made you get into the seed business to begin with, Steve?
Well, it's been in our, I'm a fourth generation of the Tobolt seed business, and I became part of Thunderseed about 23 years ago. So I was just a way of getting into the genetics and the changing in farming, I guess, with when Roundup came out, and we've evolved from them, or from that to the other new hybrids and genetics of soybeans. So it's been a fun trip so far.
Yeah, the traits that we have in soybeans and corn, all the options that we have in soybeans, back to wheat. This is kind of a left field question for you, but I know Argentina is planting GMO wheat. Are you on one side of the fence or the other when it comes to the future of biotech wheat?
Boy, I don't know. I'm pretty with the conventional wheat we have now. We have pretty good weed kill with the herbicides that they give us. It hasn't been an issue. I guess if the world starts to change to that, I guess you will have to too. But I'm pretty happy with the wheat, way the wheat is going for us now.
Yeah, and we got to make sure that our customers that buy the high quality U.S. spring wheat are in favor of it before we make any wholesale changes to biotech wheat for sure. So already. And again, west central Minnesota here, where, you know, just south of Moorhead, are you planting what, O2s, or what's your maturity, favorite maturity length there?
My maturity level here would probably be between an 03 and up to, I'll plant up to a 10. 10 once in a while gets late, depends what the fall brings, but I've planted, that's kind of the area I'm in.
Okay. And are you looking for getting this weather has just been kind of crazy, so are you going to be able to make good planting progress here this week, do you think?
I believe so. I think if we get past this little shower and don't get much rain on Thursday, we should be going full swing next week. It takes a few days to get the weed in, and I'll go right into beans. I know we've been having farmers pick up soybean seed already, but mainly it's been just cereals right now.
And you haven't had too many farmers change their mind, I hear. Guys are sticking with the plan for now.
Right, even with wheat, I guess. We just started getting rolling here the last couple of days, so A lot of the neighbors are going around here. I've heard a few floaters getting stuck, but I'm even going around a few spots myself, but everybody's doing something here, trying to get something in.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to go back and get those wet spots planted after the fact?
I believe so. I guess it depends if it dries up or they get dried up, and we can get in there with a small planter. And you know, a lot of the spots are really small, acre or two here. We should be able to get it there. I guess it all depends what Mother Nature gives us here the next few weeks, I guess.
Yeah, well, between Old Man Winter and Mother Nature, those two are in a bad mood all winter and this spring. So let's hope they start to paying some favors and start treating everybody a little bit better. All right, Steve Tobalt.
Right.
Go ahead,
Steve. Every year is different and has different challenges. You just got to adapt to it.
For sure. All right. If guys are changing their mind, you've got a good supply of Thunder Seed for soybeans, heading in whether it's the shorter maturity or the different traits and platforms that the soybeans have.
Yes, as of now, we have plenty of varieties. I know there might be a couple varieties that might be sold up, but we still have quite a few varieties that are available for planting. Even if it gets kind of late, we can switch over to some early ones if it gets really late in the June here.
All right. Okay. Hey, Steve, thank you very much for the visit. I hope you have. I hope you don't drive stuck here and get all of those. Get your whole field planted. And hey, thank you for the visit, and thanks for being a sponsor of the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour.
Yes, thank you much.
You are very welcome. Steve Tobalt, farmer around Moorhead, one of the owners of Thunder Seed, sponsor of the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour. All right, we are taking a wrap for the moment. We're going to head up to northeast North Dakota and check in with where we'll be heading here tomorrow and Thursday. Joey Safransky will join us right after the break here on the Farm Talk Spring Planting Tour, brought to you by Thunder Seed.